First, I want to welcome all the new loimdim. I'm mitzdarif to make the chabura emitz Hashem of learning before the shir, and emitz Hashem should be b'hatzlocha. Limud kinyan of meseches Yuma. Some call it meseches Yoma because it's going to referring to the day Yom Hakodesh Yoma. Zok the Mishnah. Shivas yomim koydim yom kippurim mafrishin koyin golmi beisoy lelishkas bahedrin. Oh, let me just get a chumash.
Okay, right now.
Shivas yomim koyim yom kippurim mafrishin koyin golmi beisoy lelishkas bahedrin. So there's a din we know by Shivas Yomei Miluim. The Torah says very clearly, Umi Pesach, end of Parshat Tzav, Umi Pesach oil moed lo yseitu Shivas Yomim ad yoy melois Yomei Miluichem. So that means, Aaron Ubonov, when it's Tava, they're not allowed to leave Shivas Yomim ad yemois Yomei Miluichem. That was a Shmini Lemiluim, started Avoida. Ki Shivas Yomim Yomala is Yetchem. Then the pasuk says, "Kasha osa b'yoyim hazeh," just like b'shminis mei miluim, till the shmini they were separated. Tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem. So the Gemara is going to dash in Tziva Hashem lasis lechaper. Who at the end is the din of prisha shivas yomim when it comes to doiris by Yom Kippurim by Poro. So zok the Mishnah. Shivas yomim kodim Yom Kippurim mafrishin koyin gol mi beiser lelishkas pahedrin. So this afrosha takes place in lishkas pahedrin. So first there's a diak, stam dachroinim make, shivas yomim. Why does it not say shiva? That means it's a chepts of 7 days. Just like in Shmoneh Limiluim, it was 7 days that had to be separated. Not like the sukkah's teish with shivas yomim, you can be one day in, one day out. It's a bear, it's a 7 day procedure to be mechanach the koyin, kedushas hakoyin, he has to be there, and that's the chalois that is chal on him. So shivas yomim. So shivas yomim koyin mipurim, he's separated, mafrishin koyin gol mibesa lishkas pahedrin. So Rashi, she kol avodis yom kippurim ain ksher al boy, ki afinu behoyrius. Dechsev gabi yom kippurim v'chipra akoyin hashiyim shach oisei v'gmor mafash lo mafrishin. The Gemara says later in Davov, the reason why they make afrosha is because shema yove al ishtoi, and it was a sofik nida, and a boil a nida is metame shiva, so you can't enter, you can't do the avodis yom kippurim. So you have a 7 day separation like this, you won't have this chashash of shema yove al ishtoi, which might be is a nida. So Shivas Yom Kippurim Kippurim Afrishin Koyin Gol Mi Beisoy LeLishkas Pahedrin. It was a special lishka called Lishkas Pahedrin. It was Pashtus. It was in the Azorah, and even though in the Azorah you had to be there for 7 days, in Yeshiva Bazorah, how do you sleep? You sleep. You for sure lying down. So some say that it was Taka B'Choil. Some Yishayim say this lishka was B'Choil. So Yilaru. The Ravid and Tomit says it was Taka B'Koidish. But if you have no choice, it's impossible not to sleep. And that's taka by Shemini Shemoni Mei Miluim. It was also 7 days. Over there they slept, obviously. So Mele, then it's taka muta. But Koponim, it's even if it's Bazorah, it's muta be yeshiva because you have no choice. So maskinin loy. So besides being in the Lishkas Panhedrin for 7 days, the separation, there's another din, Dr. Mishnah. Umaskinin loy koyin achet tachtov. That means Shema Yereboy Psu. You're misakin another coin. Zok Rashi, umazminin coin, achelio is coin gold, tachtov. You have another coin that's ready to do the avoida. Im Yereboy Psu, keri yoshar tuma. A new din. Besides mafrishin, shelo yoval ishto, maybe sofik nida, he himself has to have another coin because maybe to be a psu tuma. Psu keri yoshar tuma, even though there was no tuma in the mikdosh, but ain't same chanalanes. But akoponim, that's you have to prepare another koyin. So maskinin loy koyin achet tachtov shema yereboy psul. So Rashi says, shema yereboy psul. So you have this other koyin. So the Teshonim right over here on the spot says, umaskinin loy koyin achet, what do you mean you have this other koyin for? Lahatkin loy big day zov kimidosei. After all, the koyin gadol has to have big day zov. So you have to measure his begodim. So you have to prepare him and have big day zov and measure him. Zok de teich shonim, ula haziroi, and to be mazihim, lishma atzma b'taira. He has to be the same state. He has to be mizah b'taira. V'dafka zok de teich shonim, maskinin avaloyim afrishin. Hafrosha is not ma'akev. He brings a Gemara. The Hainu, yes, the Kohen Gadol has a din Hafrosha, but the pinch hitter, the replacement Kohen, does not have to have a din Hafrosha. It doesn't have to be separated 7 days. What's the Pshat Taka? You have to have the same chash of Shema Yovel, Sofik Nida. So the Achronim say that the din Hafrosha is a din in Kohen Gadol. He's not a Kohen Gadol. He's just in case you need a Kohen Gadol. So the Kohen Gadol is a din Hafrosha. Pasish can Hafrosha on someone who's not a Kohen Gadol. He's just there maskinin loy. So it's dafka maskinin, not mafrishin. Other Rishonim say it's mafrishin too. But the Pasish is it's only maskinin. So 7 days in mafrishin. He's in Lishkas Pahedrin. Shema Yovel Ishto Nida. You're misakin another Kohen, which Pasish doesn't need Hafrosha. And the reason is Shema Yoreboi Psul. And in addition, the Tayshonim says that you're misakin Big Day Zov. What about Big Day Lovin? The Chayyid of Kohen Gadol had Big Day Lovin. So you want to bring a rai from here that the Big Day Lovin of the Kohen Gadol was the same as the Kohen Hedyot. It's the whole Sugi and Yuma later on, Daf Yud Beis, if the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. Is it Tzemet Pishtim? Is it the same one? So if it's the same one, so then it's Taka Meduktuk. It says Dafka Big Day Zov.
Avnet has to be Kamidosa.
What did you say?
The Avnet.
The midosi is not ma'akev. I mean, you can always pick it up and make it tighter, like we see with the begodim.
Maybe they don't have to misaken for him avnei.
Because you don't have to chasana midosi. So the Siach Yitzchak makes this diuk, and he says, why does it say Big Day Zov? Big Day Lovin also need to be kimidosi. The Gemara in Zvachim Yitches Dashens, midoi vad, that Big Day Lovin also have to be dafka kimidosi. Meaning that it would be ma'akev, the mid of the avnei. So why would the Teshanim only point out Big Day Zov? So he answers, because Big Day Zov is a Milsa Psikta. That's something that for sure you have to have your own. Mashenken Big Day Lovin, according to the Mandoma and Dafyud Beis, Big Day Kohen Hedyot, the Avnet could be the same one, so that you don't have to point out to make his own. Achoponim, so Shivas Yom Kohen Kippurim, Afrish Kohen Golem, Bebeis Lishkas Pahedrin, Maskin Lekohen Achet Tachtov, Shema Yoreh Bepsul. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda, says a new din in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Isha Acheres Maskin Eloi, Shema Thomas Ishtoi. That not just you're misakin a Kohen, you're misakin another Isha too. Why? Because Shema Thomas Ishtoi. The Hainu is a chash of Shema Thomas Ishtoi. So if there's a chash of Shema Thomas Ishtoi, so Mela Vibalt Staten Posuk, Vichipe Ba'adoi, Ubad Beisoi, and Bad Beisoi means U Ishtoi, so he has to have a wife for the Kapora. So Mela, you have to be Misakin and Isha also. Af Isha Ches Maskineloi. Shema Thomas Ishtoi, Shenema Vichipe Ba'adoi, Bad Beisoi, Beisoi U Ishtoi. So if you have to have a wife, that means it has to be a Shem Beisoi. Beisoi Pashas means they need Knisa Lechupa. The Shagasai and Gvur Sari says that the Knisa Lechupa had to take place before the Zayin Yomim. He wasn't Bo'aleh B'Tech Zayin Yomim. That's Psul Keri. So Elamai, he was Machnis, and he married her, Nichlis Lechupa, Koidim Zayin Yomim. That's the time he had a woman ready. It was Nichlis Lechupa. So like this, the Kiyam Din of Echipa Ba'adu Vat Beisoi, Beisoi Zuishtoi. Omguloi, the Chomin that say you don't have to misakin in Isha, Im Kein Ein Ladova Soif. If you're going to be chayish for Misa Dechad, then Ein Ladova Soif. You should have to be misakin in Isha for that Isha too, because the second one might die also. Now, Toyza brings over a whole sugya that in Yevomus we see Stamas Nisin, Lemisa Dechad Chashinon, Letrei Loi Chashinon, and here we say Lemisa Letrei Chashinon. Toyza explains the Machlokes Zemun Chachom, as far as Lekan or Lekan, where to be chayish more Lemisa. Now, the Toyza Shonim over here says, Legabi, the wife of the second Koyin,
Avada, he goes again, Lashitose. Just like he said, you're not mafresh the second Koyin. He says you don't have to misakin an isha for the second kohen either. Ulasheni loy maskin in isha acheres loy ma'akva. Number one, the whole din is not ma'akev, the bechipe ba'adoi. And tzvetens, and the rishon is only mitzvah namufcher. Va'afilu ma'akva lekule hay loy chashinu shetomis isha sheni. Meaning there's two chashas over here. Number one, that the kohen is going to die, and number two, the second one's wife is going to die also. That's very vital chashas. That's very betrech loy chashinon. So merely not misakin an isha. Now, be'etzim, this whole Maskin Lekoyen Tachtov is Be'etzim Shver. He had a Sgan. So what do you mean you need another coin? He had a Sgan. Every coin had a Sgan. So he says that either we're talking about Shloy Minu or this is the Sgan. We're talking about the Sgan. Preparing Big Day Zov, Kimidose for the Sgan, that is the Sugi of Maskin Lekoyen Tachtov. Ad Kan Loshna Mishnah. Now, there's a famous Goin, it's really Hakdoma to Mesechus Yuma. The Goin says, it's brought down the Chochmas Odom at the end. Chai Odom brings it from Shemati Mimchutoni. The Meshach Chochmah brings it in Achim Mois and in Emor. Menachem Zembe has a whole shtickle on it. The Goin says, a Gvaldig Yosoid. Shtet in Parsha, Bezois Yovei Aran al HaKodesh. The Menachem Zembe has a Chakira. He says, what's this whole din of Hafrosha? is it a din in Kedush Samokim or is it a din in Kedush Zman? That means, why do you have to have the din Afrosha? Is it because of the Mokim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or because of Yom Kippurim, the Zman? So one simple nafkamina is a Baal Malach that comes from his Sakan, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's allowed to enter. So if it's a din in Mokim, he would also need Afrosha. If it's a din in Zman, so it's not Yom Kippurim, it's throughout the year. But the other nafkamina, he brings the Goyin, which they all bring, all the Achonim bring. The Goyin said, state in Pasha, Bezois Yovei Aaron al HaKodesh, beginning of Achrei. That's the parsha of Yom Kippurim. Etc. etc. Zok the goin bezois. That means ain't chenami ledoiris. Kohen Gadol is only nichnas lefanayim lefanim once a year. But in the midbar, Aaron himself had a special dispensation. Bezois yov Aaron al hakodesh. If he comes bepar ben bokar and he comes in there, he can be nichnas lekodesh every single day. The Meshech Chochma says, because the Anan was on the Kaparius in the Midbar, so man, it's a Din Yom Kippur. He brings his foreign, it's a Yom Kippur every day, Be'etzim. He could, if he wants to. Just, the Pasha says, it's only, Be'asal HaChodesh, that's L'doiris. Then you mechuyev to. But the Het you have, Be'etzim, Be'zoiz, Yav Al HaChodesh. The Chochma Sodom says, it's very geshmak, why according to the Goyin, the Pasha was given on Shmini Lemilum in Nissen, because it's Negei every day, not just on Yom Kippur. The Meshachim is Moisev, according to the Goyin, it's very geschmack. Since the Ikka Void in Yom Kippur was Tumah's Mikdash for Kadoshov, it was very prevalent to have that Tumah. In the Midbar, we're going to Mount Omer and Chulin that they couldn't eat Bisar Choyl, Bisar Bosa Tai. They had to eat Bosa Kodesh. So they always had to enter the Mishkan. So Tumah's Mikdash was very prevalent. So Mele Yitaki needed an Avoid Yom Kippurim every day. He says there was Taka, the Onan was Taka every day, so it was a Din Yom Kippurim every day. Akoponim, that's Dafka then, not Ladoris, that's the famous Goin, that Bezoisi of Yaron, he can come in whenever he wants. Zok de Gemara, Tanan Hosom, there's a Mishnah in Pora. Shivas Yomim Koinim Srefis Apora, Hoyim Afrishin, Koin Aserifis Apora, Mi Beiske, the Lishke, Shalpnei Abira. 7 days. Just like you have over here, Prisha, of seven days before Yom Kippurim, there's a din of Prisha 7 days before the Avodah Sapora. What do they do with the Koyin that's over the Pora, the Srefos and all the Avodah? Mafrishin Koyin, that's over the Pora, Mibeso, Le Lishka, Shal Pnei Abira. It was a special Lishka. Al Pnei Abira, Sofoina Mizrocha, to the northern side, facing the Mizroch. The Lishka's Beis Heaven, Hoysa Nikris. And this Lishka was called Lishka's Beis Heaven. The Loma Nikroshma, Lishka's Beis Heaven. Why was this called Lishka Beis Ha'Even? Shkol Maaseo, Beklei Glolim, Beklei Avonim, Uveklei Adoma. All the Maisim were what? Bedafka Be'Avonim. Special Chumra. Why did they have such a Chumra and only to use Klei Adoma, Klei Avonim, and not Kli Cheres that went through a Kivshin? Why? Zog Demar Amai Taima, Kevin the Tful Yoim Kosher Bepora. A Tful Yoim is Kosher Bepora. Tful Yoim means you went to the Mikveh, there was no Hair of Shemesh. So, and it's Dukin said that you have to have Hair of Shemesh. So lafukid etzdukim, they went
and they were metamed this koyin.
The Tanan state in Mishnah that they were metamen. There's a Mishnah Chagiga. The Tanan metamen or yakoyin aserev zapora. They were metame him. Rashi in Chagiga says they took a sheretz and they were metame midaraisa to midaraisa. Metamen or yakoyin aserev zapora umat bilin oisoi and he went into the mikveh before the ma'is zapora. Lohoitzi milimot shal tzdukin. The tzdukin said you need hair of shemesh. So many they were matbilim without Herav Shemesh to do the Avodah Zapora without Herav Shemesh lafukin the tzdukin. So you oimrim, because the tzdukin said, b'muuvei shemesh oysa nasis. Since the tzdukin said you have to have Herav Shemesh, so lafukin the tzdukin, we wanted to do dafka b'tful yoim. How do you make sure it's a tful yoim? You have to make him tomei. Zog Rashi, he took a sheretz, you metam him, you toivil, and b'meile b'tful yoim, he did the Avodah Zapora. Now because you did such a gewaldige chumra, Jesus calls it a zilzal even. Because he did this kulamin. You gavaldiga kula dead, you're metamehim. So mele we were machmer in other ends. You have to play both sides, so to speak. You're machmer, you have to be machmer because you're a mekel. Because you're metamehim, what's the chumra? You only use klei avonim. You don't use anything that's a klicher, that went through, that's a chumra, klei avonim, dafka, because that is dafka, what you're metamehim, sakuponim, dafka klei avonim. We learned in the Mishnah, in the Sugi and Shkolim also. The Yerushalmi says that one of the chumas they did by Avodah Zapora is they build a gesher, a bridge, all the way from Har Moshe, from Har Zeisim, all the way to the Azorah. Why? Again, chumra, tumah, to make sure they're not mile over anything. Special chumah, even though it wasn't needed. They build a new bridge every year. But the point is, again, these are chumras because of the kula that you did. So again, Since it was mitame the koyin, because to show that you don't need Harav Shemesh, so memela lohitim lim shesdukin sheyem b'muvah v'shemesh shemesh nasis tkin l'rabonim klei glolim klei avonim klei adomim. So the special chumah, this lishka that only had klei, and all the avoda was only in klei glolim and klei avonim. The lelekab letuma kehech lo lezalzel bu. So he shouldn't be mezalzel. But Tosis got to argues on this Rashi in Chagiga. Tosis says over here lohitim lim shel tzedukin lav betuma deraisa. We're not talking about that you take, actually take a sheretz and mitam him. The lav him is zalz be kule hai. That would be mamash a zilzel. So Tosis says in the bottom, but rather it is ochev akrihanim. They used to be nagea boy and either ochev akrihanim atohirim. But klape the tyra of the koyin that's oisik in the pora, it's called the tuma. Klape the pora aduma, it's called mitamin and it would require tefillah. It's a tefillah drabonon obviously. But this is a different type of tuma that they did. They didn't do the tuma of actually placing a sheretz, zok Tosis, that's a zilzel, but rather ochev akrihanim or nagin boy. So, what's really the Yisrael Machloikis, this Rashi that says that Dafka B'Sheretz, the Rambam Poro says Dafka Sheretz, and Toi says Dafka Ochev HaKahanim, the Rabbonim Dekedin. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, he explains the Yisrael Machloikis, is Rashi held, the Rambam held, that a Tuma de Rabbonon does not need Harav Shemesh. You're Mutter Miyad, so there won't be any hacker. You're Metame a Tuma de Rabbonon that doesn't need Harav Shemesh, so where is the hacker that you don't need Harav Shemesh? You never need Harav Shemesh, it's only Tuma de Rabbonon. So it had to be a Tumah Deraisa in order to create a Hekel.
This happened after the Zrigo?
No, before. This is the Shivas Yomim Koyim Yom Kippurim during Mafishin Oizoi. They place him in this Lishka. This Lishka is a reminder, we'll see soon in the Gemara, that you're about to do the Ma'i Sepora in Har Moshcha, in Har Zeisim. Before. No, the Metamahim, right before the Avoida, right before he did the Shechita, to show that the Harav Shemesh, you don't need Harav Shemesh. But the Lishka was 7 days before. Havada, you had to go to the mikveh. So again, Zog de Gemara. That's the kasha. That's the first all. I mean, what's Pshat Taka in Tosis? Where's the Lohitz Milivon? Unless they held the Tumid Rabbonon, you would have think that maybe needs a Harav Shemesh.
They don't hold the Tumid Rabbonon.
Where's the Lohitz Milivon? Where's the whole Lohitzim Elivon? Rabbi Yashiv has an interesting aura. He says, what's up over here? You find Lohitzim Elivon Shal Tzedukin. He says, I was asked this question b'tzirusi, when he was younger. So he said, he writes in the aura, in the shir, he said, is because over here we're talking about Tzedukim being machmer. When you're machmer, people tend to follow chumas. Like it says in Gemara in Shabbos, I'm a oretz leitodu b'shkunosei. I'm a oretz chosid leitodu b'shkunosei. So when it comes to chumras of tzedukin, there's a v'goyis achshash, you're going to follow his chumra. So meli had to me lohoitzim ilibon. Stam tzedukin, not lohoitzim ilibon. When it comes to chumras for us, we shouldn't follow suit and do what the tzedukin do. A chumra, people jump on a chumra. So that's why you need a special lohoitzim ilibon. For us it does. That we shouldn't do it. But answer your kasha, for them, takas on the gay, it's for us. Oh.
What are you afraid of?
Because the din is Harav Shemesh. The din is you don't need Harav
Shemesh. What are you afraid of? You're not
coming to Nichshol. Not a but you're doing something which is incorrect. We don't want to shtelevek l'doris and avoida which is not correct. You're going to Tzdukim that said Harav Shemesh. Tzdukim said many things. Mochas HaShabbos, they said the wrong thing. Zok de Gemara. So again, so Shivas Yom Koinim Seif Zapora, the same din of Mafrishin, the Seif of Mibesoi, Al Pnei Abira, Tzafonim Mizrocha, and this Bira had, it's called Lishkas Avonim, all Maseo was Dafka B'Klei Glolim Klei Avonim, and because the Tful Yoim is kosher, they were Metamehim, Machloikis Rashi Toysev B'Sheretz or B'Ochev Akam Drabonon, Lohoitim Lim Shal Tzdukim, Shoyim Oimrim, they said, B'Murove Shemesh Hoysa Nasis, it was done B'Murove Shemesh, Harav Shemesh, you have to have Dafka Harav Shemesh. Why was this bira, or this lishka, in Tzofoyna Mizrocha? Zog de Gemara, came on the chatos he, by Pora Adum it says, Posuk of chatos. Zog de Rashi, chatos nikre shenema, lemei nid chatos he, the parish of Pora, it says chatos he, it's called the chatos. So just like a chatos is tuna tzofoin, came the chatzi, the chatos tuna tzofoino, now the chatos is shechted b'tzofoino. The pora adum is shechted b'hamoshcha. It's not again a tzofoin at all. But lemais it has a shame chatos. So since it's Tzon Tzofon, a regular Chatos, Uksibo, and an additional thing it says by the Poraduma, El Noichach Pnei Oyel Moed, it says Noichach Pnei Oyel Moed, meaning the Hazor on Har Moshcha, has been Noichach Pnei Oyel Moed. So to Kinel Rabbanon Lishka Tzofon and Mizrocha, they were Mesakin and Lishka, that is Tzofon Mizroch. Tzofon to show that it's a Chatos, the Mitzvah explains, what do you mean to show it's a Chatos? What's in the Geya? Because Mishnah and Zvochim, all Korbonos is kosher, but Le'olu. Mashiach and Pesach and Chatos is Shleil Lishmos possible. So you want a reminder, 7 days before, you're going to be shechting soon in Haram Moshcha, even though it's not in Tzofon, but it's a Din Chatos. That means it has to be Lishmo. It's Ma'akab Lishmo. So this reminder is in the Lishka for 7 days, Taka. So Tekinah Rabbanon Lishka Tzofon Mizrocha, Kech the Havala Kegel. And the Heker is Taka Noichach Pnei Ol Moed, because since you have to be Zorik, Noichach Pnei Ol Moed, when you're Har Moshcha and Har Zesim, so Mele the Lishka was Tzofon Mizrocha, which is connected to Oyel Moed, to have these two nekudas. Side that it's a din chatos, lishmoz ma'akev, and side a din that the hazor in Har Moshcha has to be connected to Oyel Moed. So Mele the Lishka was in this place. Zok the Gemara my biro. The Gemara said, a Lishka al pnei habiro tzofon mizrocha. By the Pora Aduma, in the Mishnah, we're talking about Shivas Yomim, it was Lishka's Pahedrin. That we said was either Bechoil or was Bekoidish. Pashtas, it was even Bekoidish and it's Mutter, Zok the Rabbi, because you have no choice. Others say it was Bechoil. But Akoponim, that was the Pahedrin. Here we're talking about a different Lishka. A Lishka that was tzofon mizrocha. Zok the Gemara my biro. And over here it says they were al pnei habiro. What's biro? Omer Rabba Bachanum Rabbi Yochanan Mokamoy Barabbais was a place in Arabayis, Ubirashmoy. This is Pashas Chutz Lazoritoy says, it was a place called Bira. The Shlok Shomar, Kola Mikdash Kula Kola Bira. The whole Mikdash was called Bira Shenemar, Habira Shechenoisi. David HaMelech says, in Divrei Yom Posik, that he prepped the Bira, he was Mezamen, the Mokam, where the Mikdash is going to be. Now Tosis says that the Bira, since it was the avoid on Haram Moshcha, so Mele the Bira was Taka Chutz Lazora. Mashenge Parhedrin, Vibalt, it was avoid this Lefnai Vilefnim, the Kohen Gadol, so it was Dafka Bifnim. I mean, you see clearly, Toys held that the Parhedrin was Bifnim. Rashi Gradis says that Tzofonim Mizrocha Shel Azora Hoysot. Mashma was in the Azora, the Bira of the Pora. But Toys clearly says the there was Chutz Lazora, Toys the Masa Maishno. He says the Bira was Chutz Azora because the Avoida was Baharim Moshcha, was Bechutz, and the Pahedin was Bifnim, it was Bekoidish, because the Avoida was Lefnai Lefnim. So Stakat Tolis Abizet.
Where did the Harabais from? The Avoida was in Haram Moshcha.
No, the Avoida was in Haram Moshcha, correct.
It was outside the Harabais.
The Pora. Everything was outside, everything, so correct.
Why do you have to sleep in Harabais from? Let him sleep in Haram Moshcha.
It was Chutz Lazor. No, why was there a Lishka over here? Let him sleep on Har Zesim, you're saying?
Yeah, well, what do you Bifnim from Haram Lazar,
why did you have to be in Arabayis?
Yeah.
It had to be a place, I guess, separate, that you shouldn't go back home.
But he had to go to Haram Mishra anyway.
That's so what I avoided. I avoided this 7 days before.
It had to be a Tardif spot anyway.
And that's what it was, a Gesher in the Hanami. It was a bridge.
So,
in the Hanami.
So why did he have to sleep in Arabayis?
When saying once it's Chutz Lazor, why in Harabayis? Yeah. I guess it shouldn't be home. You have to have a place that you know he's assured that he's not going to be in, he has to be Hafrosha. Zok de Gemara Mnoane Mili. Zok de Rashi Mnoane Mili, the boy Prisha Le Yom Kippurim Le Pora. State though that you have to have a Prisha, we have. The Mishnah says you need a Prisha for Yom Kippurim, 7 days. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Pora that you need a Prisha 7 days for the Oved of the Pora, the Avodis HaPora. So Mnoane Mili, what's stuck in the Makar that you have to have a Prisha for both of these 7 days? Zok de Gemara Om Rabbi Yumim Ba Chelki, Om Rabbi Chasi Ba Idi, Om Rabbi Yechron, Om Akro. State in Posuk, this is the Posuk by Shivas Memiluim, Kasha also by Yoim Azeh, just like there was a Prisha. It says Aaron Abonov could not leave for 7 days. Kasha also by Yoim Azeh, Tziva Hashem Lasses Lechaper Aleichem. That's the end of the parasha. It says Tziva, we see Exer Shavasun Tziva, Lassois, Lasses is going to refer to the Avodah Zapora, Lechaper, is the Avodah Yom Kippurim. So state by Shmini Lemiluim, it says, Kasha Tziva, Kasha Osa B'yei Mazet, Tziva Shem Lasa, L'chapra Lechem, that's L'doiris, you have to have a same afrosha. So Mela, that is the Mekor. Zog the Gemara, Lasois, Eilu Maisepora. Lasois is Taka talking about Maisepora. That's a Maisepora, L'doiris. L'chapra, Eilu Maisei Yom Kippurim. So that's how we know that it has to be L'doiris, din afrosha. Zog the Gemara, Bishle Mekulikor B'pora Loi Mitukim, Bishleim, the pasuk can't be talking about only para. Maybe it's only talking about para. Zok the mora lechapek siv, stay in the pasuk lechapek. Upor labas kapori. The para is not a kapora, so it must be that it's also talking about Yom Kippurim. The Achronim already asked, the Gvurus Ari asked the Kasha, that the para is mechapek lamaisa eagle, stay in the mora cotton. So if it's mechaper, so it is mechaper. So he says the ikker nekuda is not the kapora. Kapora is the zaitik zach. The ikker is the tyra. Ikker is the tyra of the pora. It's not a lechaper. But a kapora, it's not a kapora. Ela emo, it's called a chatos. You're right, but it's not a kapora. I mean, it's a lechaper ma'ase egel. It's a shame chatos that lishmo is like a posel. Shelo lishmo. Zok the gemara. So a kapora, it can be talking about kula bepora. Maybe say the opposite. How do you know that Lasa is Pora and Lechapis Yom Kippurim? Maybe it's a Kuloi Bepora Loi Mitukim because it's not Lechapir. In fact, Gemara Le'ema Kula Kobi Yom Kippurim, maybe the whole Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. So Gemara Amri Yalef Tziva Tziva. The beginning of the Pasuk is the Tziva, Gzer Shova. It says Tziva Hashem, Lasa is Lechapir Aleichem. What do we learn from Tziva Tziva? Ksiva Ocha Tziva Hashem Lasa, it says by Miluim, it says Tziva Hashem Lasa. Uksiva Hosam in the Pasha, Pora, it says, Zois Chukas Hateresh Tziva Hashem Leimor. That's the parasha of Pora. So it says Tziva over there. So Malahal on Pora. Just like by the parasha of Pora Aduma, it's Pora. So Afkan, Pora. So the parasha of Tziva, Hashem Lasois, is ultimately Pora. Because of Gzer Shovet Tziva Tziva. The more the kasha, maybe Kula Kippurim. No, there's Gzer Shovet Tziva Tziva.
What are you blushing for?
Oh. So Tziva says a kasha that maybe it's Taka Kula B'yoyim Kippurim. Kula B'yoyim Kippurim. Fakteis Akasha the bottom, Tamely, Micah Poich, the Ekula Kobi Yom Kippurim, the one is Akasha Kulubi Yom Kippurim. So, hey, why do you need Lasis? Why do you double Loshen? So, Tais says, La Fuke Kapora de Kabonis. You might think Lechape is going on a regular Kabonis, also Kapora. So, Mela, you would say that it's you need the Lasis to tell me it's Yom Kippur, because it's Tam Lechape, you would say it's Tam Kapora de Kabonis. Zok Tais says, Viloiksiv Elo Lasis, you would say it's Pora. So, now you need both. And Dafke Yom Kippurim de Ksibu Tavayu. So, Kapora de Gemara says, that it's Lasois is Pora. Lechaper is Yom Kippurim. Aye, maybe Kula Kapora, Kula Pora can't be because it's Lechaper. Kula Yom Kippurim, it can't be because it says Tziva. And Tziva is a clear Xereshova to Pora, to Pasha of Pora. So Gemara, Ksiv Hosam, Zeshuk Zatera, Asher Tziva Shem Lemar, Malalam Pora, Afkan Pora. Umakam Prisha, just like over here by Shivas and Miluim, the Torah says they were Pora 7 days. So Aflalam Prisha, so Mela, we know that Pora has it in Prisha. Now the Gemara is going to continue. He's going to ask, "Stay Tziva by Yom Kippurim also." So Vayta Mechatesa the Gzer Shov is going on Pora. Maybe it's going on Yom Kippurim. We'll stop a bit about a moment.